Well, tomorrow is Kick for Heart Kids, the footy match. It's the second one that's been put on, raising funds and awareness for heart kids and people living with a congenital heart disease. It's all put together by George Clark, and he's joined us on the telephone. You must be pretty pumped as it's tomorrow. Things are looking good, mate?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good at the moment. I'm actually getting ready to head back up to Queenstown now from Hobart, so... Yeah, I'm getting very excited.
I'm sure you are. How have you gone donation-wise? I did read this morning that you've said that you've collected some donation tins. How did they fare out?
Yeah, so we just collected the two that we had in Hobart a couple of days ago now. We had about 70, I think it was $76 from News Express in Glenorchy, and
yep.
Irish Murphy's down in Salamanca there had over $100 in there. So, you know, the support that we've actually got from this one, it feels a lot more special than the first one, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Our big goal was to make this one bigger and better, and just with the support that we've had, we can tell it's going to be. And, mate, I feel like I'm pumped. I'm really excited for
that's
it to
good.
Go.
I can hear you pumped. It's great. What about online, just going to the website? Do you know the current total there?
Last time I checked, we were at, I believe it was around 600.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, yeah. Let's keep it coming. Where's the place to go if they want to donate online?
So that one is just on my Instagram page as well. It's shared regularly through Facebook. If you actually go onto your Facebook and search up Kick for Heart Kids 2, the event will pop up and all the details and how to donate is in that event as well.
Excellent. Good. All right, let's get to the teams. I'm pretty curious to know that who's playing. Who should we be looking out for on both teams?
Yeah, so on Team Blue, we've actually got a few Crows players, which is pretty good.
Yep.
We've got Team Blue, we've got Jack Nankerville playing in there, and we've got a couple of TSL players as well in... Clinton French is playing in the Blue team as well. He's North Hobart's coach and player, Premiership
yep.
player for Glenorchy as well.
Yep.
In Team Red, we've got Reece Mott, who was a Premiership player for Glenorchy as well as Queenstown's Jackson O'Shea. We've got Sam Bosch in there as well. We've got Matthew Hull. We've got a great group of people that are really just keen to go out and have fun. And, yeah, like I said, it feels a whole lot more special than the first one, for sure.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's good that you're able to get more awareness the second time around.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It feels like it's gone a whole lot further. Like, we've got people from Queensland Heart Kids office ringing me saying, oh, good luck for the game and all that sort of stuff. So it's pretty good that it's gotten all the way out there.
Absolutely. And a few of the Queenstown boys, I believe, are putting on the umpiring shirts as well.
Yes, and yourself, Skirbo.
Yes. And my mate Doug from Launceston, he's coming down especially for the event.
Well, that's great. We've got you guys as goal umpires. We've got Hayden Jolly as a field umpire and Isaac Burden as well. And then as our field umpires, we have Adam Manson and Josh Webb.
Yep, good stuff. All right, now, I believe you're trying to get a barbecue going as well, I read. How's that going?
Yeah, we got that all sorted. We've actually got the Lions Club cooking.
Oh, brilliant.
And we have got our sausages actually greatly donated to by the railway IGA down there, up there in Queenstown, sorry. So everything's... I was quite stressed at the start of the week, I won't lie. I'm like, oh, I've still got so much to sort out, and everything has just fallen into place so smoothly. I was actually talking to one of my mates. He came to visit me. He's coming down with me, up with me. Sorry, I need to get used to saying that now. He's coming up with me to play the game. He played in the first one, and he sat on my couch, and he said, so when you say gravel, what do you mean? I said, mate, you're going to bleed. Like... When you get tackled, you're gonna bleed.
So you'll know what it's like. You'll know what it is like to play really tough football.
he said, "I'll just wear my socks up to my knees." I said, "No, it won't help."
No, it won't help. Look, pity me in the goals and Doug, because on the left hand side in the points, there's this great big ditch which has a drain in it, and I've umpired there a couple of times this year, and I'm thinking there's no way I'm going to get over there without tripping over the thing. So, yeah, I'm learning about being courageous as well.
I think that drainage might come in handy. We're supposed to have a little bit of wet weather.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, that's true, there is a little bit of wet weather, unfortunately, forecast for the weekend, which is a bit unfortunate because there's a lot of things happening on the West Coast, but all pays well, always. Wet weather is always lots of fun for footy.
I believe we have 24 degrees and rain late, so...
Oh, it should be all right, because kickoff is at 1.
It's about the same. So gates are opening at 12. Players are also arriving at 12, as well as umpires and all that sort of stuff. We actually have kickoff at 1 o'clock with the barbecue getting ready to be sort of starting to be served around 1:30. So by that quarter time mark, barbecue will be up and running and ready for serve. It's literally just gold coin donation for your barbecue sort of stuff on Saturday. We're going to have a Heart Kids tin there, just drop a gold coin in the tin for a sausage and enjoy the game. That's actually all we're doing.
Keep it simple. That's how it works. Yeah,
keep it simple. No, we don't need to play around with all different money and all that sort of stuff. Just a simple gold coin donation. Good for a snag and a drink. We got some cans of soft drink coming from Hobart as well that I'll bring down that's been donated by Coles. So that's pretty handy as well.
Absolutely. And you've got a few trophy things happening at the end just for fun, like best mark, best goal, etc.
Yeah, so thanks to the Empire Hotel, actually, we've got a couple of cartons of beer donated.
Nice.
We're going to go full-blown, community football with it.
Great.
For best mark and best goal, you win a carton. So that's pretty special.
Absolutely. No, that's a good coup, that one. Well done, keeping it local. All right,
yeah, love it.
Don't think there's anything else we have to speak about. Is there an entry fee that you're charging, or is it just people just go online and just do the donation?
No, look, it's free to entry, guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want a big community day. If you want to donate on the day, like I said, the sausages is a gold coin donation. We've got raffles happening as well. We've got an auction happening as well with some of the photo frames that are stocked up at Evans IGA. There's so many ways that you guys can donate there on Saturday. So, look, just go out and have fun. Free entry. Gold coin donation for a snag. Watch a game of footy. What more could you really want for your Saturday?
Absolutely. So make sure, listeners, that you visit the ATM before you arrive and give to this wonderful appeal, which is raising awareness and funds for Heart Kids Australia and for kids particularly who are living with a congenital heart disease. Thank you so much once again for joining us, George. I'm sure it's been a great ride of organisation, and now you can be happy and sit back on Saturday and enjoy what's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I won't know if I'll sit back and enjoy. I'm actually playing myself, so...
Yeah, well, that's true.
That'll be fun.
Nah, it'll be lots of fun. Looking forward to it. All right, mate, good on you. There we are, George Clark joining us for the little chat in the lead-up to the Kick for Heart Kids 2 match happening tomorrow. Gets underway at 1 o'clock at the Queenstown Gravel Oval. Make sure you get there. 7XS.